Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Bailey, and I'm calling about a couple of charges that I have on my card that I didn't authorize.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you. I would just need to first locate the account. Can I have the zip code, please?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Can I have the zip code, please?
79416.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name, please?
Bailey Moss, B-A-I-L-E-Y, M-O-S-S.
Thank you. Can I have the shipping address, please?
It's 1217 North Chicago Avenue, Unit B, in Lubbock, Texas.
Okay. Do you mind providing me with that shipping address one more time? You were breaking up, so I could not understand you clearly.
Yeah. It's 1217 North Chicago Ave, Unit B, Lubbock, Texas.
Thank you for that. I've located an account with that information today. So that was for the 8th and 7th of May. It looks like you placed an order for the dietary supplements is what I'm seeing, ma'am.
Yeah, I never ordered any dietary supplements. That's what the lady I previously spoke to. It's the same thing she said, but I never authorized that transaction. I never received anything, so I'm not sure what's going on.
I do apologize. So I've gone ahead and pulled up an account with that information. So it was initially a trial period is what you initially had it for after the 14-day trial. Ended if you didn't call back to cancel, you're going to be billed the full retail price of that trial and placed on the unmade billing and shipping to receive the product. Did you ever place the order for the keto and the cleanse?
No, sir.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is. I'm sorry.
Okay. I understand, ma'am. I do apologize. I'm looking over the account, so I do see it was initially a trial for $5.95 and $4.95. Did you ever place that order for the trial, ma'am?
No, sir.
Okay. So you're claiming fraud for this initial whole entire order, including the trial?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. What I can go ahead and do is I can go ahead and file this as fraud, ma'am. Now, what that would entail is we would contact your local authority, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities. Okay, would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim? Yes, ma'am. So what I can go ahead and do is file this as fraud for you. What that would entail is we would contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when you initially placed the order. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where that order took place.
Okay.
Would you like to proceed forward with a fraud claim, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay, bear with me. And just to verify, okay, I'm found this is fraud, bear with me. And just to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank for these charges?
Yes, sir.
and I'm filing this as fraud. And you said there's not a dispute with your bank as of yet, correct?
There is.
Oh, there is a dispute? Okay, my apologies. I misheard what you said. Thank you for repeating that.
Oh, you're fine.
What exactly did your bank say when you spoke with them?
They gave me a number to contact, and that's how I got a hold of you guys. And they just told me to go online and fill out dispute forms through the bank.
Okay. I'm right here, ma'am. I'm just working on getting this.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me. Bear with me, I'm found. This is fraud.
No, you're fine.
I'm here, ma'am. I'm just filing it as fraud.
Okay.
Bear with me. Mm-hmm. I'm still here. I'm filing you as fraud. Bear with me, ma'am. I'm still here, I'm filing as fraud. Bear with me.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
So after, what would the local authorities do about it? Like, what would be the next step after that?
So they would just go ahead and investigate what device that was used to place the order and when it was used to place the order, ma'am.
And then what?
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. Bear with me, ma'am. Let me finish getting this file, this fraud. And bear with me.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm just working on the fraud claim. Bear with me. Okay. So I filed this as fraud and made sure the account's canceled out, so there's not going to be any more charges coming off the account regarding what has already been billed due to that you have filed a dispute with your bank before we can proceed forward with the refunds for the fraud claim. You would need to first call back with your bank on the line so we can verify what's going on with that dispute you filed with them.
So what do I need to do? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, bear with me. So I filed as fraud. So what you would have to go ahead and do, ma'am, about the fraud claim is for us to go ahead and proceed forward with issuing a refund for the fraud claim. We would need you to first call back with your bank on the line so we can verify that dispute. Once we verify that dispute, then we can proceed forward with the refunds for the fraud claim. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, I have a cancellation number when you're ready.
Okay. Yeah, what's that phone number?
Sea Lake and Charlie 31006. And that's a cancellation number, not a phone number.
Could you repeat that? It's C31006. Hello?
Yes, that is correct, ma'am.
Okay. And so once I get my bank on the phone, how would I, so it'd be like a three-way call?
Okay. Yes, that's correct. Once you call back with your bank on the line on a three-way call, then we can proceed forward with the system with the refund. But when you first verify the status of that dispute, you filed with them, okay?
Okay. Do y'all have a direct phone number that I can call?
We do not have a direct number, ma'am. You just call the same number.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.